line drive kick at the 43 for Height. He squeezes through at the 50, at the 45, at the 40. He's got space. There goes Martell Height, far sideline. At the 10, the 5, touchdown, Vandy. Martell Height, the punt return for a touchdown, 57 yards.
Vanderbilt wins 55-0 against Alcorn State this past weekend. Willie Donick, Derek Mason with Adam Vingan here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and joining us on the line as he does every Tuesday at 1:30, Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, before we get started, I have one very important question for you. Has the school been able to acquire more fireworks?
I sent some folks to the Alabama border because I from my childhood growing up, every time I passed that border, there was a lot of, we got some bottle rockets and things like that we're going to tape together and be ready next time.
For those who did not see it, because of the number of touchdowns that Vanderbilt scored on Saturday, there was a sign on the scoreboard that said, "We apologize, we are out of fireworks." That's how many times the Vanderbilt Commodores scored against Alcorn State over the weekend. But now, Clark, as you prepare for your first road game of the season at Georgia State, where is your team's focus this week as you prepare for that game?
You know, anytime you start getting into the season, you start dealing with the bumps and bruises and, you know, the onset of fatigue. And that's not to say that that's where their focus is. It's just inevitable that those things start to come up. I felt like we had a good day on the field today, but I had a moment this morning to kind of check the attitude, the mentality of the team coming into the building. I want to see, and we start early, so but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I want to see the look in the eye, the edge of the seat, you know, kind of people's legs shaking as they're anxious to get going. That becomes the challenge, is how do you see each week as its own, kind of experience and see it for the first time? You know, don't grow tired of the monotony of the season. You know, this is our routine. This is our process. We attack it with spirit and energy and discipline and respect. And that's what makes for a good team. So we're focused on Georgia State. We're focused on putting together our best performance of the season in Atlanta. I think it's going to take that for us. This is a prideful program we're playing against. It's one with a chip on its shoulder too. They have something to prove, and we're, we need to match their intensity and then bring our own. So a lot of work to do. I was pleased with the first day. I want to make sure that, again, we have that mental edge that's going to take us into a great week of prep and allow us to win on the road.
Now, Coach, being a former special teams guy, returner, I know how critical it is. Even to this day, I have guys coming up to me to this day that says, "Man, that 99 season was special, but man, you always put us in good field position based upon your kickoff or punt returns." And those guys still appreciate that to this day. Talk about a little your special teams, because your average starting point was the 48-yard line. And for your offense to be able to come out and to only have to work with half of the field because of what your special teams was able to do, it must give your offense a lot of confidence.
Well, Derek, I'm glad you bring it up, because, you know, you're talking to a fellow return man myself. I mean, I in my career here had two returns on kickoffs, two kickoff returns for 34 yards.
Okay.
I was 17 in return. And, you know, it's funny. I think I got yelled at four times in my career here. And the only two times that happened on the field was Bobby Johnson, because I guess I wasn't supposed to take a step back to field the kick. You know, he wanted the actual skilled guy to get it. And, but, you know, I wasn't going to let it. I was a dog back then. I wasn't going to let it fall on the ground behind me. So I took a little cushion step the first time. I think I went for 10. I met him on the sideline. He was screaming at me to not back up. This was against Alabama, mind you. So this is my first ever SEC game. And, the second time, sure enough, I mean, they were smart coaches. They found the weak link on the field. They sky it to me again. And I had this vision of it falling down behind me. So the next one, I cushion step and I take it for, 24 yards. And, I could feel the crowd rising their feet. Derek, I'm sure you had that feeling before too, so we share that in common. And Bobby Johnson met me almost at the hash coming off the field, and he just looked at me. His headset was all sideways on his head, and he just said, "Are you stupid?" And that was my career as a returner. Now to your question. Our formula here is complementary, right? And so that special teams component becomes critical. I think especially in the punt return game, like, you know, the ability to generate a stop defensively and then to gain field position for your offense is such an advantage. And so I have a lot of faith in Martell Height. I think he makes good decisions. Obviously, when he gets the ball in his hands, he knows what to do with it. You know, when you start possessions the way we started possessions on Saturday, that ultimately is going to lead to performance and results that we like. And so, you know, that's been a real boost and something. Again, if you look at both our games to this point, I don't think in either sense we've had only one or two of the phases show up. I think all three phases have shown up. I think we've interlocked those three, and, you know, we've been able to kick field goals. We've been able to gain field position with punt returns. We've scored points on special teams now. We've generated stops defensively, and we've shown the ability to be methodical and finish drives in the end zone on offense. So a lot to like about that, but certainly the return game becomes a really important part and a link between our offense and defense.
Now, on the other side, the defense, they gave up an average of 1.6 or 1.7, somewhere around there. It wasn't over 2 yards, but 1 point something per play for Alcorn State's offense. Now, looking at your defense, I look at it as a team that they are doing the little things, because some people may look at it as, well, it's Alcorn State, they should have done that. But as we know, and you know, Coach, just because a team may be in a different division or conference or anything else doesn't mean you can't be upset by that team. But it seemed like your defense went in and did exactly what they wanted to do. They stopped Alcorn State from generating anything, so much so that they couldn't even average over, you know, 2 yards per pass play or per play throughout that game.
Yeah, I'm proud of what that takes is people that are aligned in terms of what is the standard performance, and then a focus throughout the game that I'm proud of. And I think as a credit to our guys, that really are trying to redefine what it means to play defense here. And, you know, I, when you look, the other impressive thing to me about it, right? And I say impressive in a sense of like, I'm happy and I'm happy for our players and I'm proud of them, is the number of guys that we had play defense on Saturday. So we had a ton of guys take snaps, and the standard on the field never slipped. And so look, you're looking to have an identity and play to a standard as a program, and continuing to, like, just each game to raise the level, just to keep finding a higher level. And you really shift focus rather than who you're playing against. You turn your focus to, like, how do you just keep building that level up? And I thought we did that from Virginia Tech to Alcorn. You know, this is what our challenge is this week. To continue to level up. And that doesn't mean, you know, every game is going to have them averaging less than 2 yards a play. It just means that when you look up, you see a team that's playing hard, that's in structured, 11 guys, you know, on the same page, in the same call, playing with belief and connection with one another. And when the more you do that, again, the higher likelihood it is that you're playing good defense and you have a chance to win the game.
Clark Lee is with us, and Clark, one thing I've heard you stress is you feel like the strength and conditioning program has taken a big step forward. I thought about that. You guys got to a point where you had a lead, and it looked like you, I don't know if this was a conscious decision or not, but you played pretty much straight up. You didn't have as much misdirection in some of the things that make the offense effective, but you were still able to sort of line up and overpower them. And I'm thinking to myself, that hasn't always been the case on some Vanderbilt teams that I've watched.
No, I think that you don't have to look farther than the Alabama A&M game last year. I mean, they had an opening drive of 20 plays that finished with a field goal, but they had us on our heels the entire time. I forget what the score of that game was at halftime, but you know, it was, I believe, a one possession game and stayed a one or two possession game through the third quarter. And I felt like the play on the field in that game was way more evenly matched. And like you say, I think there comes a point in the game where you are kind of taking out some of the complexity of it and just focusing on, you know, being in the right call and those kinds of things. But you know, we had one of our fastest games as a team on Saturday. And so to think about that, you know, this is one where, you know, we were up three scores or whatever heading into half. You know, it would have been a chance for us to kind of relax or, you know, to assume things, assume the result. And instead, we came out in the second half and we were able to separate further. And we come up on the GPS with the fastest game we've had. So I think there's a lot to be said about the strength and conditioning element to that, and also the mentality of the program. And that it's going to take both the physical and the mental. I mean, that's what college football is about, and you see it every weekend. I mean, you can have an evenly matched team, but if one is into it and the other's not, you know, ultimately there's going to be a gap that presents. We want to be really good at both the mentality and also the physical components that we worked really hard on through the summer.
Clark, you're probably aware. I mean, obviously you're very close with Brian Callahan, but one thing that gets taught or gets talked about a lot is him trying to get Will Levis to be a smart runner when the time comes. I watched Diego Pavia. He runs so hard and, you know, he's got the ball a lot. He carries it a lot. And I'm curious how you try to manage running smart for him, because he obviously has to get through the season. He's so effective, but one of the things, his durability is going to be important.
I don't know that Callie would approve of the way he runs, you know, but that's okay. I know Callie's been cheering us on too, which has been cool. You know, to share in some of the early games with him, but, yeah, I mean, I you know, on Saturday, Diego took a couple of hits that, you know, that I just you want to do the best you can to keep him out of positions where he's just getting squared up. And inevitably, we're not going to be able to protect him to that level. I mean, he's got to play the game the way he knows how to play the game. And at some point this season, you know, Nate's going to be taking snaps for our team in critical moments to win us games. I just know that that's the case. That's been my experience here to this point. We're at our best right now when Diego's back there and performing like the magician he is. And that means, you know, again, it's sometimes he's gonna put himself in a bit of a compromised position. He's worked really hard to physically train to take those hits. We have to make sure Nate's ready. I know he will be. And Nate's played a lot of football too. So he's a guy that started games and won games at Utah, and I thought what he put on display on Saturday was really impressive.
That was quite the run. Wow.
Yeah, right. One snap, one touchdown, and he hit the accelerator. You know, and there was a point at which it was going to be two snaps, two touchdowns on the throw to Quincy, and obviously that one got called back. But there's a fine line there, Willie. I think it's a matter of understanding the type of player Diego is and what makes him effective. You know, we can certainly call, you know, run plays that are just a matter of him handing the ball off. That's a way to kind of take some of the shots off and then coach him through ways to, you know, to get down when he's scrambling or, you know, when he's pulled the ball to run on a read play. But in the critical moments, I think what we really want is for Diego to play the game the way he knows to play it. And, you know, we get inspired by that, so we're not gonna go too far in protecting them.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee joining us as he does every Tuesday at 1:30. Clark, thank you for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you guys.
Yep.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt on the road at Georgia State on Saturday. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up the show next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason with Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.